In the 1940s, while the bloodiest war in history raged on three continents, America's home front was raised to frenzied hysteria, not at the thought of an enemy attack, but rather by the improbably gaunt figure of a crooner cooing limply into a microphone. His hollow cheeks and mop of black cascading hair seemed to be squeezed out of his double-breasted jacket by a giant bow tie, like a swish of toothpaste from a long, thin tube. But when he sang, he spelled ecstasy to a generation of worshiping Bobby Soxers. Any singer could sing music. He sang the idea of a song. Frank Sinatra was the 40s.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
For a brief, magical moment in history, wrote Gene Lees, editor of Downbeat magazine, good music was popular, and popular music was good. It was the big band era, a moment that lasted perhaps 15 years, beginning in the late 30s. Swing from CCO poured in through Super Heterodynes for hours every night, from places like the Avalon Ballroom, the Black Hawk, Elitch Gardens, the Café Rouge, Glen Island Casino, the Rainbow Room, and it filled dance halls and ballrooms and nightclubs of all kinds. For most of us, it was all a dream world conjured up out of those endless dance band remotes as we imagined ourselves in front of the bandstand to say, Bunny Berrigan put a trumpet to his lips to play, I Can't Get Started. Benny Goodman used the gutsy driving power of jazz to create some of our most inventive big band masterpieces. Most of Goodman's arrangements have worn well over the years, like his classy 1938 reading of Don't Be That Way. Few dance bands could do as many things well as that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey. His swing numbers were all freshness and vitality, and his sweet tunes, lacy and lovely.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you.
Artie Shaw had the knack of selecting just the right tunes for a recording session and then giving them the kind of treatment that ensured a lasting quality. Many have remained favorites for three decades, like Begin the Begin, Frenesy, and what may well be the most beautiful big band arrangement ever written. Remember how the announcer used to say, "And now from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook on the Newark Pompton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, the music of Artie Shaw and his orchestra." Much of the music of the big band era seems as vibrant today as when it was first recorded. Duke Ellington's music, for example, could have been written yesterday. He was the musical high priest of the period, and everybody worshipped at his shrine. George Frazier, one of the country's leading jazz critics, writes about the most idolized big band leader of his time. In the 40 years of his life, he achieved such stature as to become a kind of shining symbol for a whole generation. From the point of view of popularity, he was, and indeed still is, a figure of imposing romantic proportions. He, or to be more precise, his music, represented romance. All over the United States, and for that matter in every country where his records were played, there are married couples who fell in love to the strains of his music. For more than 3 years, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:15, Glenn Miller's music on CCO said hello to young lovers. And tonight, by way of a phonograph record, it still does.
Year's prettiest melodies, and of course, Ray sings the lyric.
Blue champagne, purple shadows, and blue champagne, with the echoes that still remain. I keep a blue rendezvous. Bubbles rise like a fountain before my eyes, and they suddenly crystallize to form a vision of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, little dream we knew, seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memory. The dream that was you.
Mm-hmm.
An excerpt from those marvelous Glenn Miller Chesterfield shows on CCO from December 27th, 1939 to September 24th, 1942. When the big bands departed, it was again the time of the crooner. The new young threat to ageless Bing Crosby was Mr. Nice Guy, Harry Como.
Till the end of time, long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring of birds to sing, I'll go on loving you. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Perry was the king of the jukes, as they say, in the late 40s, with million seller after million seller. But he was also wise enough to make the necessary adjustments in style and material to remain popular in the 50s, 60s, and now 70s.
There's a cute little cottage for two that away. Skies are blue that away. Dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life. Oh, hot diggity doll, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me, what you do to me? Hot diggity doll, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? Oh, hot diggity doll, ziggity boom, what you do to me? How my future will shine. Hot diggity doll, ziggity boom, what you do to me from the moment you're mine?
In 1956, things were all shook up down at the soda shop when the kids discovered Elvis and rock and roll. He overpowered the industry with five consecutive hits that first year.
Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. I don't want no one to love, baby, it's still you and the girl.
Music spoken and unspoken can tell us of a new state of mind. In the 60s, one of the most turbulent periods in the history of the world, words in popular songs began to say things, important things, like intolerance and the brotherhood of man and of an uncaring age.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
While it wasn't always easy to tell amid the explosion of rock and the boom of folk music, beautiful music, enduring music, was being written in the 60s by such as Michel Legrand, Burt Bacharach, and Henry Mancini, whose songs all seemed to turn to instant standards. His exceptional feel for simple, beautiful melody is nowhere more apparent than in a song he wrote for the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Moon River garnered 2 movie Oscars, a Grammy as the best song of 61, and the affection of millions of new Huckleberry friends. Another rock-era lovely written by, of all people, those rowdy Beatles, at the peak of their immense popularity. But it could have been written anywhere, in any year. Like all good songs, it's transcended its historical moment to become timeless. At the beginning, in 1924, the remarkable Gershwins, George and Ira, opened their first show on Broadway, Black Eyed Susan, later changed to the winning Lady Be Good. It was the start of something good along the Great White Way, and the Northwest's first hearing of the latest from the Eastern theaters was on CCO Radio, which even then was keeping its ear to the ground for infectious tunes we thought our listeners might like. We must have played Tea for Two 1,000 times in 1925 after Vincent Heumann's opened No, No, Nanette. In 27, Rodgers and Hart gave us a whole sheaf of great songs in a Connecticut Yankee, to which CCO listeners responded, Thou Swell. The Kern and Hammerstein classic Showboat opened in 1928, and Old Man River was reprised time and again that year on the air. The 1930s were lean years on Broadway. Purse strings were pulled tight, and people just stayed home and listened to the radio. During those years, more than a third of Broadway's 68 legitimate playhouses were destroyed, converted to movie houses or other uses. But there were a few high points. In 1935, Gershwin completed his last major work, Porgy and Bess, and his 1937 musical of The I Sing was the first to win a Pulitzer Prize. A new golden era of extraordinarily entertaining musicals commenced in 1941 with the opening of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, the first musical in which the songs moved the story along. Others followed through the 40s, 50s, and 60s with some of the finest music and lyrics ever created for the stage. Camelot, South Pacific, My Fair Lady, The Music Man, Sound of Music, and CCO skimmed the cream of all the show songs for its listeners.
December to December, before you drift to sleep upon your cot. Think back on all the tales that you remember of Camelot.
Wonder how I'd feel living on a hillside, looking on an ocean beautiful and still.
This is what I need, this is what I've longed for. Someone young and smiling, climbing up my hill.
We are not alike, probably I bore him. He's a cultured Frenchman, I'm a little hick.
Younger men than I, officers and doctors, probably pursue her, seek whoever did.
Wonder why I feel cheery and jumpy. I am like a schoolgirl waiting for a dance.
Can I ask her now? I am like a schoolboy. What will be her answer? Do I have a chance?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, he's got it. By George, he's got it.
Bravo!
Oh, we got it.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
After school, then don't have trouble.
Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha, and so's your old man. But if so, my friends, we got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. We got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. We got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gonna rhyme it with P.
That rhymes with P.
It stands for pool.
That stands for.
Remember, my friends, listen to me, because I passed this way but once.
Just a few of the brightest moments from the past 3 decades on Broadway. A melodic finale to this evening of reminiscence.
Reminiscing, I feel you near. Once more, you're my love of yesteryear.
Just about time we were picking up our memories and moving along our way. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these songs and the memories that go with them, as much as I've enjoyed bringing them to you. And I'll be keeping my weather eye peeled, yes, sir, looking for you all to join us the next time we drop around this way for a friendly little get-together. And I hope that'll be real soon, folks. And until then, this is your old friend Singin' Sam saying goodbye for now.
In retrospect, CCO at 50 was written and produced by Bi Napier, with technical direction by Art Johnson. This is Ray Christensen with this final word from our sponsor. Stay tuned now for the next 50 years following this brief word from your local announcer.